Imagine checking your phone 74 times daily, spending nearly a third of your workday managing an endless stream of messages. This isn't hypothetical. It's the reality for the average office worker. What began as a productivity tool has morphed into a psychological trap that hijacks our attention and fractures our focus. But what if your inbox wasn't a source of stress, but simply a tool that served your deeper purposes? What if you could break free from the compulsive checking that keeps you chained to constant connectivity? The path to email freedom isn't about abandonment. It's about putting this powerful tool in its proper place so you can focus on work that truly matters. Email functions like a slot machine in our brains. While most messages are mundane or stressful, the occasional exciting message creates a variable reward schedule that drives compulsive checking behavior, similar to B.F. Skinner's rat experiments. Unlike meaningful work, email provides visible progress markers. Clearing our inbox triggers dopamine rewards, while creative projects often lack such clear milestones. This creates a progress paradox, where technology highlights trivial achievements while obscuring substantial ones. Email exploits our innate sense of social obligation. The rule of reciprocity that evolved for human cooperation now compels us to respond to messages, even from strangers who invested minimal effort. The medium strips away crucial social feedback loops present in face-to-face communication. Without real-time cues like facial expressions and tone, messages suffer from negativity bias. Positive intent often reads as neutral, while neutral intent can be perceived as negative. This explains why seemingly harmless messages can offend recipients. Those unprofessional emoticons and exclamation points actually serve as substitutes for the social cues we'd naturally convey in person. The physics of email is simple. The more you send, the more you receive. Every response sets expectations. Reply quickly, consistently, and people will expect that speed always. Success requires clarity on your bigger goals first. Meaningful work falls into three categories: mission-based, your calling; project-based, completing specific goals; and skills-based, enhancing capabilities. Clear, measurable goals provide both an alternative to email's pull and a framework for prioritizing messages. Create a mental hierarchy of contacts. VIPs, requiring same-day responses, are those you depend on for love and livelihood. The next tier comprises key collaborators, colleagues, smaller clients, and close advisors, who typically need responses within 1 to 3 days. Remember, not everything is urgent. While senders believe their needs are pressing, they don't understand your workload or priorities. Without boundaries, you'll spend days fielding others' requests at the expense of strategic work. Start your day with 60 to 90 minutes of meaningful work before checking email. Become a batcher by checking email 2 to 3 times daily in scheduled blocks rather than a constant reactor. Research shows batchers are more productive and less stressed, avoiding the 25-minute concentration recovery cost of each email check. Start by eliminating focus-draining default settings. Disable notifications, remove preview panes, and batch process messages. Create an organized folder structure. Reply required for urgent items, waiting for pending responses, reference for important information, and archive for completed items. Choose communication channels strategically. Email works best for documentation and simple requests, not sensitive discussions or complex planning. Practice email triage by handling quick responses immediately, sending brief acknowledgments for items needing more time, and closing conversations clearly. Follow-ups demonstrate commitment rather than pushiness. Send them Tuesday through Thursday for optimal response rates, avoiding Monday mornings and Friday afternoons. Include clear subject lines referencing original threads, brief recaps, and specific calls to action. For managing increased visibility, evaluate unsolicited emails based on alignment with priorities, specificity of requests, and sender's respect for your time. Use template responses for common scenarios to maintain consistency while preserving time. Writing an email today is like yelling across a busy intersection to someone rushing to an appointment. People exist in a state of partial attention, constantly switching between communication channels. Most emails get their first view on mobile phones through quick inbox scans, and the average professional receives over 120 emails daily. Though written alone, every email is a conversation requiring courtesy. Before writing, consider your audience, whether it's your boss, an important stranger, or an upset customer. Put yourself in their position. Assess their time constraints, information needs, and what would make them comfortable. Everyone has an internal efficiency filter for evaluating emails against competing priorities. When attention is scarce, respect others' time through clear, actionable communication. Emails exceeding 200 words typically receive fewer responses. Lead with your request in the first two sentences. Establish credibility by explaining why they should care and specify exactly what you want. Propose solutions rather than just asking questions. Make emails scannable with bullets and bold text. Include clear deadlines. Busy people appreciate knowing timeframes for action items. Email faces two key challenges: recipients' busy bias and tendency to interpret messages more negatively than intended. Since most emails request action, careful phrasing is crucial. Use conditional language, could you, rather than imperatives, do this, to respect autonomy. Frame requests by highlighting benefits and emphasizing what's in it for the recipient, whether it's quality improvement, progress, or appreciation. Provide context and show progress to tap into people's completion drive. Acknowledge their workload and explain why you've chosen them specifically. Don't be afraid to show enthusiasm. Email's negativity bias means warmth and positivity help convey tone. Use exclamation points judiciously, as terseness is a privilege of position. Always express gratitude. Research shows it increases future cooperation. Before sending, consider if email is the right medium. While ideal for scheduling, updates, and initial contacts, avoid using email for debates, feedback, complex discussions, or group decision-making. Email exemplifies our broader relationship with technology, with professionals receiving 120-plus emails daily across multiple devices. This constant interruption fragments our attention, taking 23 minutes on average to regain focus after each disruption. These addictive patterns extend beyond email. Social media, messaging, and chat programs all function as random reward systems, creating dopamine loops that drive compulsive checking behavior. Digital communication has eliminated natural constraints on information flow, making success increasingly dependent on maintaining focus amidst endless distractions. As written communication replaces face-to-face interaction, strong writing skills have become crucial for commanding attention. More importantly, email mastery represents a gateway to protecting our capacity for meaningful work. Research shows that deep work requires 15 to 30 minutes of sustained focus to achieve flow state. Consider how your life might change if you spent your best hours on meaningful work rather than managing messages. The path to digital freedom starts with intentional attention management. Your inbox will always be full, but your life doesn't have to be. Choose to master your tools rather than serve them, and watch your productivity and peace of mind transform.